And track 7, more news stories. Communities offered funding to tackle fuel poverty. Community efforts to tackle fuel poverty and keep people in Devon warm this winter are being offered free financial support from the National Grid Electricity Distribution, NGED. Money is being made available to run warm spaces and improve the energy efficiency of community buildings, such as village halls that are hosting them. The company is also looking to support groups that are distributing items like blankets, insulated curtains and draft excluders for home use, visiting isolated households to help people make their homes warmer and more energy efficient, or providing tariff switching, energy saving, winter fuel discount or other fuel poverty advice. Individual grants are up to £5,000 are available for registered charities or non-profit companies from NGED's Community Matters Fund, which is open for applications until 5pm on October the 24th. Ellie Patey, NGED's social impact business partner, said, "We want to support grassroots organisations that are looking to help people stay warm this winter, particularly those facing costs of living pressures. We are keen to back projects delivering a legacy of support beyond the initial funding. For example, helping people save money on energy bills on ongoing sustainable basis. NGED is making £500,000 available through its Community Matters Fund this autumn, with constituted charities, charitable organisations without a charity number able to apply for up to £2,000. This winter's funding is part of National Grid's ongoing commitment to energy affordability through a range of community support. This includes year-round partnerships with trusted organisations via the Power Up and Affordable Warmth schemes to help tackle fuel poverty, targeted assistance delivered in collaboration with Kidney Care UK and the Fuel Bank Foundation, and increased access to warm, welcoming community spaces through a partnership with the Warm Welcome Campaign. Additional support is also available for customers with extra needs through the Priority Services Register.
Councillors oppose 33 home development. Town councillors in Newton Abbott have signalled their opposition to a 33 home development to the north of the town, arguing road safety, crime prevention and waste disposal have yet to be addressed. Wise Homes were denied planning permission by Teignbridge District Council for the scheme off Houghton Barton Lane in 2018, but then won its case at appeal. It's allowed the permission to lapse, but has now resubmitted the application. Members of Newton Abbott Town Council's planning committee were less than impressed. Town Clerk Philip Rowe told the meeting both Devon and Cornwall Police and Teignbridge Council Waste Department had expressed concerns. Police Designing Out Crime Officer Chris Calderhead said the proposed divisional boundary between some rear gardens is post and wire fence with native hedge. For security purposes, to reduce the opportunity for unauthorised access, 1.8 metre minimum fencing is recommended. Unrestricted access to the green corridor should be prevented. It runs to the rear boundaries of plots, which, if accessible, leaves them vulnerable to crime. The space is also well concealed, so could attract misuse and antisocial behaviour. Regarding child safety, he said, secured by design guidance recommends play areas should be an integral part of residential developments with safe and accessible routes for users to come and go. With the proximity of the road and what appears to be a lack of pavement, possibly the location of the space should be reconsidered. Formal play areas should be afforded a suitable boundary treatment, which clearly defines the space, controls movement and prevents vehicular access. Members objected unanimously to the scheme, which also includes two self-built plots, and it will now pass to Teignbridge District Council for consideration.
Bystanders can be lifesavers, proclaims WI. High standards can be lifesavers. That's the message from Newton Abbott's Women's Institute as the group sets about making cardiopulmonary resuscitation, that's CPR, and defibrillator training more accessible off the back of research showing that one in three are afraid to give CPR to a woman in public. Research by St John Ambulance found that a third of the British public are afraid to give CPR because they are worried about inappropriate touching. Researchers from the University of Leeds found that more than 8,200 women in England and Wales could have survived their heart attacks had they been given the same treatment as men. The research caught the attention of WIs up and down the country, not least here in Newton Abbott. "We were aghast," Newton Abbott WI President Karen Jenks said of the research. "We women have fought for so much over the years, particularly the WI, and it is not right that we were less likely to receive bystander CPR and defibrillation," Karen added. Karen has since written to local primary schools offering free CPR and defibrillator training, thanks to Jay's AIM. It comes as WI members across the country voted in favour of the Bystanders Can Be Lifesavers resolution at the organisation's national meeting on the 4th of June. The resolution aims to boost CPR training and confidence, as well as improving access to defibrillators by working with community leaders. "We are taking up this resolution by trying to involve as many pupils as possible to undertake training," Karen said. The efforts of Newton Abbott WI comes as Thursday, October the 16th, marks Restart a Heart Day, which takes place every year and raises awareness of cardiac arrest and the importance of learning CPR.
Young people warned about riding at night without lights. Police in Tunbridge are concerned about the number of young people riding bikes in the dark without any lighting on their bikes. Officers are appealing to parents, guardians, grandparents, and anyone who may care for a young person to ensure that they are as safe as possible when they are out on their bikes in darkness. A spokesperson for the Rural Tunbridge Policing Team said, "If a bike is used in the hours of darkness, it should have front and rear working lights, irrelevant of what type of bike it is. Light-coloured, easily seen or reflective clothing is also advisable. More importantly, we don't want anyone injured and really don't want to be knocking on your door to let you know that someone you care about is hurt."
Tynmouth Cafe shuts 6 months after rebrand. A Tynmouth Cafe has closed down just 6 months after rebranding. The Pebble Beach Cafe and takeaway on Northumberland Place reopened in April this year after a refurbishment and rebrand. The cafe had previously been known as the Oyster Catchers. However, the owners began selling off its fixtures and fittings earlier this month and closed the doors to the cafe on Friday, October the 3rd. "Sadly, we are closing the cafe as we simply can't keep up with her upkeep," the owners Ben and Brian Ishill said. "We have loved serving you and are very sad to be leaving," they added.